Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
One of Ireland's largest childcare providers has warned parents that their fees may have to increase by 40%. Tigers Childcare provides care for 3,000 children in Dublin, Meath, Kildare and Cork, and it has told parents that the level of government core funding is inadequate and fails to cover costs, a situation that's no longer sustainable. Karen Clinch is CEO of Tigers Childcare and she joins me on the line. So Karen, you say you're in crisis. The reason you're in crisis is because in order to get the state funding, you can't put up your fees, and that state funding just doesn't cover the costs. Is that where you're at?
That's correct, Claire. And I suppose from the offset, just to say, we are not looking for parents to be hit by a fee increase. We don't want parents' fees to get more expensive. We want government funding through the Affordable Childcare Scheme to cover any increases that parents would have. But the fact is, we are running a business on the prices we had in 2019, with our costs just escalating. And government core funding doesn't pick up the balance. And since we've gone into core funding for the last 2 years, we have had any profitability that was in the sector, which is a small amount of profit on a centre-by-centre basis, sucked out. And we are now in a position of going into core funding year three, where all of our full-day care services by the end of the year will be loss-making. And we are scared that we will be able to keep the doors open. And so it really is, we are really at crisis point at the moment. The government's own report, the Partnership for Good report, said that the fee freeze should only be in place for 1 year. They warned of the ramifications, but it was kept for longer. And the government failed to engage with us. We've asked a number of times if they would meet with us. They failed to engage with the largest providers. We're employing 420 colleagues looking after 3,000 children. And they just failed to talk to us about the issues on the ground.
So your choice now, you say, is to pull out of the government scheme. And if you do that, then you can increase your fees. But you'd be looking at increasing them by 40%.
Yeah, we would. Because I suppose, Claire, when you look at our business at the moment, we look after all types of children, regardless of the background or the parent's ability to pay. We know if we pull out of core funding, we will lose a huge amount of occupancy. It's not something we want to do because it's actually, you know, totally against our core values to pull away from those most in need of those services, the most marginalised. But to do that and to pull out and to be able to just know that we can look after our wage bills, we can pay our light and electricity, we can provide quality care, that is the type of increase that we have to have, because it's an impact increase, because there'd be no increase since 2019.
So you would be looking at you'd be losing parents who just couldn't afford to pay 40% on top of what they're paying already. So you've gone to the department, you've gone to the minister, you've put this to them, and what have they said?
We've actually had no response from them, other than, I suppose, just a holding response. They have just continued to fail to engage with us. Like, we are transparent. We're a company that believes in quality care for children. I'm the founder of the company. I started with three children in Glasnevin in an after-school care club. I'm passionate about the delivery and the impact it has on the ground. And we have said to government, we want to work with you. We will open our books. We will have our CFO and accountant at hand to show you how this doesn't work. And they just have failed to engage with us. We've had no response whatsoever from them. And we're between a rock and a hard place. We do not want to turn away our families that are most in need. We do not want to do this to them.
When, Karen, do you have to make a decision on this?
We're out of contract with government at the end of October in core funding. We have to give our parents a month's notice if we're going to pull out of core funding. So, you know, it's very little time to get this working. Government have said that for services on low fees, there's a mechanism in place that they may be able to raise their fees up to the county, the averages within their areas. However, I'm the chair of Dingle County Childcare Committee, and I can tell you there is no mechanism set up that has any transparency, that gives any clarity to providers, that allows them to know when they may be able to do this. There is no setup in the background for this, and providers don't know that on the ground.
Okay, and the department say that where services feel their fees aren't sufficient to cover the cost, from the end of July, the department will introduce a fee increase approval process whereby services with fees below a certain level will be able to apply to increase their fees up to an approved level. So you're saying, Are you saying that that might help you if you can increase your fees?
If there was a clear mechanism for that, that would have a substantial impact on our ability to continue to operate. However, I can tell you there's no clear mechanism. You can apply. There is no transparency in when they will look at it. And I can tell you, they've passed this on to the County Child Care Committees who do not have the capacity to be able to deal with this.
Okay.
Again, it just shows a lack of trust in the sector because they can see our fees. They're live on the hive. They know what we're charging. They need to give us the ability to make this change when we know the mechanism, rather than going through a convoluted exercise with no ability to see when or where we'll be able to see these increases.
All right, Karen, well, we'll keep in touch and we'll see where this goes over the next number of weeks. That's Karen Clintz, who's CEO of Tigers Childcare. Now, should we postpone the planned excise duty increase on fuel? We'll discuss that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.